Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Today's topic is all about affiliate marketing. So if you remember a few weeks ago, I did kind of an overview of different ways that you can scale your business. And one of the things I talked about briefly was affiliate marketing. So I just want to kind of go deeper on this particular subject today. And so to recap, what affiliate marketing is, it's when you refer people to products or services and you get paid some sort of commission. And the commissions are going to range just depending on what it is you're referring to your friends, your colleagues, your audience, whoever it might be. But affiliate marketing is a really great way to provide some extra income. So this could be an additional revenue stream that you having come into your business. So with affiliate marketing, there's a couple of things, and these are my recommendations. I mean, it's your business, your choice. Obviously, you're welcome to do what works best for you. But I don't refer anything that I've not used or experienced myself. So any tools that I recommend to my audience or any training that I recommend to my audience, these are things that I have actually used myself or purchased myself. And I think it's very important that you realize when you do affiliate marketing that you're almost like a commission salesperson for a product or a service. And if you refer it to a colleague or a friend and it's not valuable or it's not good, you know, it comes back to your reputation. And so that's why it's important to me to only recommend things that I have actually used or experienced or taken, like if it was a course or something like that. Now, some people offer a really big chunk of change if you're an affiliate for them. But it's the same thing. Do you really just want to do it for the money, or do you want to do it to further grow your relationships with your audience, your colleagues, and your friends? So that's something that you have to figure out. So how can you get into affiliate marketing? Well, first off, you can start by signing up for any of the tools that you use. So if you use, like I use Teamwork, and I'm a Teamwork affiliate, but I've been with Teamwork for 11 years now. So it's a product I know very well and I'm very passionate about, and I think it's a great tool. But any tool is going to have a way for you to sign up to be a referral partner or an affiliate. So you can just do a little research on their website. A lot of times they'll have a link, a hyperlink at the bottom of their page that says sign up here. Now for products, so if you're going to refer somebody's training course or coaching program, a lot of times you'll have to go directly to them and ask if they have affiliate programs, because not everybody does. And then when you become affiliate, obviously you have to sign an agreement, but it also tells you when you get paid, how you get paid, and the percentage or the flat fee that you get paid. So one of the things that you want to just make sure you're clear of is how much do you get and when do you get it? Okay. You'll also need to figure out how to market this. So if this is something that you're going to implement in your business and you want it to be a revenue stream for you on a consistent basis, then you're going to have to figure out how to market what it is that you're affiliate for. So maybe you're going to do a marketing plan for this. Maybe you're going to, you know, I don't know if you're going to do Facebook ads. I don't know if you want to pay for something, but you need a way to let people know that you're an affiliate for these. And it's always good to put a disclaimer anytime you use affiliate links so people know you are a paid affiliate or a paid salesperson. A lot of people will do a resources page on their website. And on that page, they'll have their affiliate links to the different tools and services that they offer. And that way, people who hit their website and they can go in and, you know, pick and choose what they're going to do. You can also, you know, refer people to that page as well. So when it comes to affiliate marketing, you can become affiliates for other people's products, services, or tools, whatever it might be. If you're going to be doing this, you have to sign up. You get your own special link, and that's the link that they use to trace it back to you. So you get your payment, whatever it might be. I recommend that you only put out there for affiliates things that you've had experience with and that you know that are good products and they actually meet, you know, your colleagues, your friends, your clients' needs specifically. Now, I don't think this should be your only source of revenue. It's a great plus to have some extra kickback by being an affiliate. There are people who do nothing but affiliate marketing. And that's fine. That's all dandy. But with affiliate marketing, you're relying on somebody else for your income. You're not in direct control of that. Now, on the flip side of this, if you're somebody who sells digital products, you could actually have your own affiliate program to help others incent them, so to speak, to promote your products or give them a thank you for promoting your goods and services. So there's two ways to look at this. You could be an affiliate for somebody, or you could have your own affiliate program as well. Now, don't confuse this with referrals when it comes to services. So for instance, if a client refers somebody to you, you could do what I would call a referral fee. So you could give them a percentage off or a flat $50. You could also do that. That's a little different than what I'm talking about here for affiliate marketing. So again, two ways. You can be an affiliate for someone, or you could create an affiliate program for your products and services and, you know, give that to your audience, your following, to use to promote you. So for me, I've just restarted my affiliate program. I took it off the market last year, but I've put it back out there. And this is my thank you to my tribe, if you will, for when they recommend my products, that they can get a little kickback for it. So they can get some passive income, so to speak, through my affiliate marketing program. So if you're interested in joining my affiliate program, there is a link that you can go to in the description and sign up that way. But basically, it'll tell you all the details about how to sign up, what you get, what the different products are. But remember, every time you want to use your referrals, you want to make sure that you have your affiliate link. So pay attention when you sign up. How do you get your affiliate link? And then how do you make sure you understand who's used it? So there's usually some type of a tracking system that you can log in to see how much you've earned. Like I'm an affiliate for SiteGround. I always get an email when someone signs up to say that, okay, someone has used your affiliate link. And just realize it's not one size fits all. You have to do your homework, but it is a great way just to earn some extra income on the side for recommending products and services that you like and that you would happily refer to others. I'd love to hear what you think. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye.